Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. Angela Fox with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce joins me now. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning. You're quite comical in the morning, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I keep hitting my head on this microphone stand. That's kind of how my morning's been going.
I don't see a cup of coffee. Maybe that's what you...
See, you see this big half gallon of... That's iced coffee.
Oh, that's iced coffee. Okay.
And it's just about gone, so... Well, today we're going to talk about Longmire Days, which is coming up. It's hard to believe that it's already almost July, but here we are. This weekend we've got flipping over another month. And Longmire Days, you know, this being the final season of Longmire, I know a lot of people have questions as to, you know, whether Longmire is going to continue after this year. And we spoke a little bit before we went on air that you are planning on continuing.
Like, do I have a choice in this one?
I'm sure it's a lot of work to get an event like this put together, isn't it?
We were talking with a lot of folks. We've had professional event planners who've been here who have attended because they're Longmire fans. And usually 17 to 25 bodies to do the size of the festival that we host. Because Longmire is not just one event. It's, you know, 30 events rolled into one and all of the manpower that goes into planning and getting it arranged. And then the volunteers we use, too, on top of it.
Well, it's not like it's one thing going on and then one thing going on. There's 10 things going on at once
every
day.
Yeah, and we usually take, each one of us has a different event that we're kind of in charge of. So we all go our separate ways and we meet back in the middle every, you know, couple hours. And the other thing is, you know, we're taking care of actors and we have to make sure that they're getting to the right places at the right times. And
if they're not happy, then we got trouble.
Oh, well, and then the fans aren't happy if their actor didn't show up on time for the other event. And that's a lot of our difficulty, too, is trying to make sure we get everybody around to where we need to get them to.
Keeping things on schedule or trying to?
Well, you know, we'll walk an actor across from, say, the autograph session over to his next event. And they might be going to two separate events, two different actors. But in the meantime, as you're walking them, I mean, everybody's walking on the street trying to get their autograph and taking pictures. And you're like, it takes a half hour to get them from one location. That's only a block away.
That's right. And speaking of autographs, for people that want autographs, there are a couple of set autograph sessions, right, where people can come and get autographs with the actors?
There are, but those are full.
Oh, they're already full?
Those are free, but we do them as a ticket because it's like a concert.
So they can't be there
stand.
All day.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they have to go on to the next things. But you will be able to get them at the street dance or at the softball
game. So
then
you got to chase them down when they're walking from one
to another to the next. Yeah. But they're readily available for absolutely everything. So if you're at any one of those events that they're part of, even when we do the question and answer session, we usually leave a good 20 minutes at the end for autographs then too. I mean, those people sign over 7,000 or 8,000 autographs a piece. I mean, minimum.
I'm sure they all have carpal tunnel by the time they get the weekend done.
Well, and when the first year we did it, they didn't realize the outpouring. And then so once we continued with that, it just has grown and grown. And their fans absolutely love them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we mentioned some of the things going on here. Things get started. It looks like Friday morning, the first thing is a 5K run, 3K walk.
Well, actually, you know the Wednesday night rodeos? They're kicking off with a Longmire rodeo on that Wednesday.
Oh, very cool.
So we're
what will that entail?
Well, they'll have their regular rodeo going on, but they're going to have Tris Munzik playing the music, so there'll be a dance, and it's free. So you'll get to attend a dance. Also, we're looking to see if we can get two of the actors there. That'll be the earliest ones who arrive to be the marshal or grand marshals for that. Or what do they call those gentlemen? I'm not sorry. It's Monday, and I'm not on task either. So they'll be that. And we're just trying to, you know, get as much publicity and get them out to different events as possible. So Wednesday, well, there'll be rodeos. We do have a volunteer and VIP reception that we do on Thursday. And that's not on the calendar because the volunteers who all donate their time get to have a private meet and greet with the actors as they're coming in. And we have some come Friday and some come Thursday. So you might get them or not at that volunteer reception. But then on Friday, all of the main events kick off.
Well, that's nice. I know I went to that. I'm not sure how I got in, but I went to that reception last year.
And you crashed it, didn't you? I know.
it's a good time because, you know, you just kind of get to walk around. They're just mingling. There's not really any sort of set way any things go. You know, it's just kind of they're hanging out and you get to go and talk with them and, you know, drink a beer with them. And
it's really relaxing. You get to eat a little bit of food. It's not like full dinner, but it's heavy appetizers and some drinks, and just get a chance to visit. And they're regular people like we are, and they just really enjoy that normal one-to-one conversation.
Absolutely. And let's see here, as I'm kind of looking down the listing of events, some of the stuff that listeners might be interested in. On Friday from 3 to 5, Craig Johnson's going to have a little meet and greet, it looks like.
Yeah, he usually does some kind of a book to film, or how to become a bestseller, how to get your book even published. And so this year, Penguin is coming. They're bringing 4 people. So Gail Hawkman is an agent, and then Catherine Court is the actual representative from Penguin Books. And then they've also got a gal who does all of their social media, and then a publicist. So, I mean, you'll have a full range and easy questions, answers to get yourself. If you're really seriously interested in writing and taking it to the next level, these are the folks you want to be part of.
Absolutely. It's always nice to make those sort of connections.
It really is. And you're sitting here in a small town and getting this, you know, big town feel. You get a chance to actually figure out how to get yourself in those positions that you need to be.
Absolutely. Friday night, this is always fun, the Home Run Derby and the softball game at Pruszynski Park. We air that here on KBBS, and that always sounds like a good time.
I know. I always worry because there's no it's live, and yes, we can't bleep anything out.
That's
and
right.
So Craig Johnson and Robert Taylor, and then we also get Marcus Red Thunder in there, and they don't realize that we don't have that capability.
Yeah.
And so sometimes they take a few liberties.
Yeah, so we'll just apologize for that.
Apologize ahead of time,
ahead of
time, but right, they are so funny. They have a great time with it. And then the actors who aren't announcing the game are in the game itself. They are so much fun, and everybody's joking with each other. The teams rival up, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, our Sheridan sports guy Jeff Rickett does the play-by-play for that here on KBBS. There's not a whole lot of play-by-play happening. It's more just joking around.
It really is.
And talking and well, once in a while, I have to cringe like, oh, please don't say what I think you're about
to say. Please
don't
do it.
Because I'm not sitting by that little beep button.
You can't turn it off.
That's right.
Well, they had one year, we were short players, and I usually I either play on the Cowboys or the Indians, and I said, I'm going to just watch one year. I just want to make sure everything's running smoothly and enjoy the game itself. And they said, no, Angela, you have to play. So I had some tennis shoes on, and they weren't my sports shoes at all.
Yeah.
So I'm running around out in the softball field. They didn't tell me that home run line back there that they put out. So if you hit a ball over that, you don't have to really chase it, because it's an automatic home run.
You were still chasing them.
I'm running out in the field, jumping the fence, and they're laughing. And every time I jump this fence, I lose my shoe. And so pretty soon I just took my shoes off, and then they nicknamed me Blackfoot.
or Shoeless Angela.
Shoeless
Like Shoeless Joe.
Shoeless Joe, yeah.
Well, on Saturday, things get started with the pancake breakfast, but then at 9 o'clock, the Longmire Parade.
Longmire Parade, yeah. And this year, we have something cool that's being added. After the parade, we'll have an ice sculptor down in the square, and he'll be carving out an eagle in the middle of the square, so you can have a chance to see sculpting. There's Indian dancing. I mean, we just have a lot of neat things that are happening on the side. This year, Hugh Jennings is bringing in a professional cigar. Rolls the cigars.
Okay.
And so there's only going to be like 150, 200 of these cigars. I mean, limited edition Longmire. And so you can get a actual, watch it be made right in front of you. It's crazy. So.
And then looks like another autograph session. I'm assuming that one's also sold out already.
Yeah.
Those go pretty quick, don't they?
Yep.
And then let's see here. There's the antique car show that's going on. That's always fun.
There, and that'll be in Pruszynski Park. We also have got something new this year that will be Marcus Red Thunder. He's doing a short film and discussion of what he does for the Native Americans.
Okay. And then looks like from 2 to 5, the Longmire Fan Talent Show auditions will be on Saturday.
Yes. We actually are taking like up to 50 people. If you're interested in performing, we need to get your signed registrations in now. And then the top 10 will move on to perform on Sunday.
So the auditions has a limited number. There's only 50 that are allowed to audition.
50 allowed to audition. Right now we're up to 30, so I've got 20 spots left.
So people need to jump on that if they want to get in.
If you want to sing for your supper, yep.
And Saturday night ends with the street dance that's always well attended.
Yeah, the street dance is packed, and so that will be another fun one for us. It always closes out about midnight. We have a couple of new additions on that as well. Spiritual Gangsta. It's Bailey Chase has written a book, and it's about his climb to becoming an actor. And he even talks about how he got let go from the show. It's kind of a, yeah. And he even explains how he was kind of batted down from, he went to apply for a couple other auditions, and they were upset at him, and because he'd asked for more money. I mean, mostly actors. I mean, the first 3 years after that 3-year contract, you know, like any job, you'd expect a pay raise. Yeah. Well, no, they didn't want to. The Time Warner's not as lucrative, and they don't pay for a lot of things, and so they hold their pennies wisely.
Okay. And let's see here. Sunday looks like things get started on Sunday, the final day with a horseback ride. Now, is that sold out?
That is. That's usually.
Is pretty much anything that needs tickets sold out?
No, I think we do still have a few of the question and answer sessions, but okay. The horseback ride, believe it or not, is as big. The autographs are free, and so that goes right away. But the next best seller from the free autographs is the horseback ride, and that's the most expensive event we have.
Wow. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about this already. The talent show is then on Sunday. We have the audition Saturday and then the actual talent show on Sunday. Now, is that something that that people need a ticket for, or where's that going to be at?
Which one?
The talent show.
That is open. There's no ticket, no ticket required.
Okay.
And so the actors will help judge the final 10 contestants.
Is that going to be at Crazy Woman, or where's
that going to
be?
That's going to be at the high school.
The
auditorium.
Okay. So there's stuff happening all over town then.
Yeah, you can just spread out and you can choose different pieces that you'd like to be part of.
Very cool. Do we know what actors to expect this year?
Well, we have our regulars that are coming. Robert Taylor, Adam Bartley, A. Martinez, Zahn McClernand, Luann Stevens, John Bishop. Who else is there?
That's all right. Pretty much everyone that's been here the past few years.
The past few years. Katie Sackhoff had another gig that she needed to get onto. We have not heard anything from Cassidy. We were working with Graham Greene, and he just canceled just this week. So last week before. So Graham won't be here. And then Lou Diamond, he has an airplane ticket, but if he shows, he shows.
We don't really count on Lou.
I don't. Yeah. No.
That's all right. Walt's the star anyway.
Lou's the star. Just Robert there. Taylor. Yeah.
No, we all love Lou, but he's never shown up. So
no, not
can't
yet.
Can't give him too much love.
I know. I'm really hoping that we can maybe make some arrangements for him to at least be here for something,
yeah.
Part of one of the events.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually just saw him on make an appearance on another show. I don't know if you've seen. It's another Netflix show called The Ranch with Ashton Kutcher,
yes.
And Danny Masterson.
That is so funny.
And season 3 is out now, and Lou Diamond Phillips makes an appearance on that one.
Yeah.
So maybe he's busy. Maybe he's got other gigs going on. That's a possibility.
Well, the 1 year that he was planning on coming, he did have another gig. It was the one where they did the Bolivian, the miners that were stuck in the mine.
Oh, okay.
So that one happened.
It's kind of important.
Yeah. He's had a couple, and then he also did a Broadway thing. So, I mean, he's had a couple of...
Yeah, it's not like he was just blowing us off. He actually had some things going on.
Maybe last year and this year he might, but I don't know. The prior years he really was busy.
Yeah, okay. Anything else you want to tell people about as we're inching our way closer and closer to Longmire? Do you need volunteers still for stuff?
We could use more volunteers. We have plenty. We are over 360 volunteers right now. Yeah, they're from all over. We have some fan groups that come. Our sponsorships this year have been coming from fans. It's been huge, you know, with all of the budget cuts. And the city does an incredible job. They have their city crews who come out and pick up trash daily. The police are in full force for, you know, 4 days straight. So, I mean, they have a lot of additional expenses that, you know, overtime and people having to cover. So, rightfully so, with budget cuts that they couldn't afford to donate in. But we made up the difference. Netflix gave us additional money this year. Fan clubs, one of them called the Terrors, gave us, you know, $2,500. Another fan club, the Walnuts, gave us $5,000. I mean,
nice.
Yeah. Fan clubs just donating money in to make sure that this goes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, but then we also have a lot of locals who do different things. You know, Bozeman Trail Steakhouse, she's always been a great supporter. Same with Crazy Woman Liquors. So we've got a lot of locals who kick in as well.
Yeah, that's excellent. You know, and I was telling you, there's fans of Longmire all over the place. And just before we went on the air, I was telling you I have an uncle that I found out was a fan of Longmire. I just found this out last year. I didn't know that. And a few years ago, he had come through here with my parents as they went out to Yellowstone. They stopped in Buffalo for a couple of days and hung out. And he was unaware that, you know, Buffalo is Durant.
Is Durant.
You know, so when I started telling him, and he, you know, the first thing was, oh, we never went to the Red Pony, and explained, there is no Red Pony. But, you know, some of the stuff there is, like the Busy Bee, and so then he was upset that we didn't go there.
And the sheriff's office is actually in the museum. It's the curator's office up there.
Oh, okay.
So Sylvia Bruner's office happens to be Longmire's office.
Oh, cool.
Last year they did photographs in there. You could get those. But it's a huge thing. A lot of folks don't realize that it is about Buffalo or Johnson County.
Right.
And in the movie or the TV series, you hear them talk about Sheridan and Laramie and, you know, all these places, and you never hear Buffalo mentioned. Well, yeah. It's because they kind of technically can't, because we are the... And all of the characters are based loosely on people that Craig has met over the time frame.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So there, one of the artists is listed in there. A couple folks have bought rights to be a character in the book. You know, Marcus Red Thunder, his BFF, is the one who plays, you know, Henry.
Sure.
So everyone's kind of, you know, and for those who don't know, Vic is, of course, his wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh, okay. Vic's personality and the way she talks.
Well, that's interesting.
That's Judy.
Of course, I'm sure as a writer, that probably happens with most of the stuff you write. You probably incorporate a little bit, you know, people you know and experiences and things like that.
Well, and his books are really good, and they don't kill as many people as they do on the television series.
I was going to say, if you watch that television show, you think this area is just riddled with crime.
I'm like, you know, we got to be careful because...
Every day there's a murder.
Wait, we're not going to have any people left at the rate they're killing them on TV.
Yeah, I was watching, like, is this Wyoming or Chicago? Murders every day. No, but it's a great show, and it definitely gets you hooked. I'm, in fact, thinking before they drop the season 6 final season, I might start all over and watch the entire thing again.
Watch it all together, you catch them all back to back. I don't know, Luann Stevens, they're filming right now the very last episode for season 6. And so she was done on the second day of filming, and so they had to go kind of a big, you know, celebration to say goodbye to Luann. They'll all be here together. But it's quite an emotional that they're going to have a big send-off party.
Okay. Well, it'll be a lot of fun. Well, this is coming up, what is it, 7th, 8th, and 9th? Are those the
7th,
dates?
8th, and 9th.
So it's coming quick here. What are we, a week and a half, two weeks away?
A week and a half, yeah.
It's creeping up.
We're picking up actors and dropping people off and making all the arrangements for folks.
Our little town is going to grow pretty big for a weekend.
Porta potties everywhere.
Better than the alternative. Talking with Angela Fox of the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. Angela, I thank you for taking the time here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, we've got your Cowboys State News Network sports update. That's next.